Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
And in chapter 4, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left up. Invitation that Jesus gave, as is recorded in the 11th chapter of Matthew. Let me read those three verses. Verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, he's talking about labor. There's like, that refers to, it can be mental or emotional, but it's, we think of labor as a physical engagement, physical work. And heavy laden, of course, that does not necessarily refer to you're carrying a lot of weight physically, but that it can be emotional burdens that we carry or spiritual burdens. And the Lord is saying, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. He's asking us to learn of him. And if we do that, ye shall find rest unto your souls. There's a rest for the people of God. In Hebrews talks about, let us labor to enter into that rest. And Jesus concludes in the 30th verse, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yesterday, we looked a little closely at that invitation that Jesus gave. There's a rest that he gives. He says, if you will come to me, if you're laboring and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. He's inviting us to take an action, that is simply to come. And as I shared yesterday, that there's a scripture found in the last chapter of the book, Revelation 22, where the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. If you're thirsty, come. Whosoever will, let him take freely of the waters of life. And so there's a blessing of rest, and that is eternal salvation. That is to be found when we truly come to Jesus. And it's achieved not by merit, not by effort, but by simply coming to him, an attitude of the heart. Every human being has this need of rest. They may not understand it. They may not know what it is, but it is a desire to find a rest in God. That's how God created us. And God gives rest to those that are condemned by sin and guilt by a washing with his precious blood. That is what salvation indicates. It is receiving the belief, believing that Jesus is the Savior, that he died on the cross for us, for our sins, and that we are receiving him. So there's a rest that the Lord gives, but then there's a rest that is found. And we just shared that. When you really look at what the Word is saying in that scripture, Matthew 11:30, he's saying, take my yoke upon you. He says, come, and I'm going to give to you, but then you have something also to do, to take his yoke upon you, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. And of course, that is referring to the yoke that is placed on a team of oxen, if you will, that they will go in the direction whoever is driving them, but they are in conjunction, one in spirit, if you will, with who's ever driving that cart, because they are yoked together, these oxen. And so God is giving this comparison, take my yoke upon you, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. And this second rest, this rest that is found, it signifies a deep, abiding, a permanent repose, if you will. That's an ability to just be at peace, be at rest. And that place in the Spirit is a place that's undisturbed by the turmoils of life. Israel had temporary rest all the way to Egypt, but they did not receive the permanent one until they reached the land of promise. We're speaking, of course, in a spiritual capacity and perspective. And so true rest is only found by wearing the yoke that Christ offers us. It's found in service for Christ. Once we've accepted Him, logically, it follows if we love Him, if we appreciate what He has done, the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, the shedding of His blood, just out of joy, love, and gratitude, we want to do what we can. We want to be obedient to Him in whatever way, whatever service that He would speak to our heart. In the Old Testament, the yoke, aside from just indicating that what a pair of oxen would have, it was also a symbol of slavery. And we read of the yoke of the king of Babylon. Passing under the yoke meant goodbye to personal liberty, if you will. And so what Christ is saying, that He is asking of us an absolute submission, a willingness to not just have Him be our Savior, but willingness that He can be our Lord, that we will do just like a Lord would command a servant to do something. We would be willing, without any objection or hesitation, to do that which Christ asks of us. And so He wants us to come into this relationship with Him, which is, and then He's saying, it's not hard. It sounds like it could be restrictive, like it could be burdensome. It's just the opposite. Because when we come into that yoke with Christ, there's absolute and perfect rest. And we can obtain a peace that passes all understanding. In Isaiah 30 and 15, the prophet spoke of what had occurred by Israel when she lost her rest in God by rebellion and stubbornness. He said in Isaiah 30:15, "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved." Isn't that the truth? Still, it's a timeless promise. In returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. And unfortunately, he went on to complete that, "and ye would not." Obviously, it is a matter of choice. And so if we have gotten away from the Lord, if we backslid, or if we've just not walking in that perfect peace that He's designed and ordained for us, then if you will return, if you will find that rest, in that confidence, in that quietness, that will be your strength. This is what God promises. Also, Isaiah said in the 28th chapter, verse 12, to whom He said, "This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear." And God's presence, beloved, does give us rest. For example, when the Lord was dealing with the Israelites, and there were so many times the Lord was willing to say, you know, "Moses, I'll make a nation out of you." He was ready to destroy them, and Moses interceded. And Moses, of course, wanted to continue with God's purposes, lead them into the promised land. That's why He brought them out of Egypt, to free them from bondage. And in Exodus 33 and 14, He said, "My presence shall go with thee." This is the Lord responding to Moses. He said, If you're not going to go, I don't want to go. Don't carry us forward." But the Lord said, He gave him this assurance, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." Praise God. And now I'd like to turn to the actual passage in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and I'll read verses 1 through 11. God, who in sundry times and in divers manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed the heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. And I'm going to skip a few verses. Verse 6, and again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, that's of course Jesus, let them all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire? But unto the Son, unto Jesus, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they shall wax old as a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. And in the fourth chapter of Hebrews, we read, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard. For we, this is important now, which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I've sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished on the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Praise God. For if Jesus, verse 8, had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. Praise God. Well, I'm going to stop here, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you'll be able to join me. The announcer is going to give our contact information. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.